if you're able to go there and show them the paperwork.
This is the Vialink call center.
So you're calling about your daughter, and you mentioned that she has four children with her at this moment, though.
Mm-hmm.
Were you just trying to seek for psychiatric or behavioral help for your daughter?
The call center is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to listen, answer questions, and provide resources to people who call 211, or the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. If a caller is in crisis, the confidential counselor who answers will start helping them on the spot. The counselor will begin assessing the caller's needs,
listening to their story, seeing how they could best help them prioritize their needs to be addressed, and provide some information and resources for them.
Lavondra Dobbs is the CEO for Vialink, which is housed in New Orleans, but answers 211 calls for 10 Louisiana parishes. Vialink also answers about half of Louisiana's National Suicide Prevention Lifeline calls. In total, it's about 60,000 calls each year.
Vialink actually started as a grassroots organization. A group of volunteers came together knowing that people needed help and knowing that the resources were out there, but people didn't know how to get those resources or didn't know they existed. So they started collecting that information and sharing it and getting it out there. And those grew into what are now the 211s today. There are about 266 211s nationwide that cover 93% of the U.S. It's a free service that's there.
But over the years, Vialink has seen a decrease in calls from young people. Why?
Texting. I have a 25-year-old and a 16-year-old. If I call them, they don't answer. If I text them, I get an immediate answer. So we thought if we could offer texting to youth, that they would access mental health.
University studies confirm that youth are in crisis 3 times more than anyone else. Vialink needed to reach them. So this July, they'll launch a crisis texting program, which will go into full effect by August, when young people return to school.
We expect that they will be texting about bullying, self-harm, eating disorders, sexual or physical abuse, sexuality, and thoughts of suicide.
Texting may do more than reach young people. Chances are it will help them more effectively.
Texters get to the problem much quicker and bond with a counselor more quickly and really share what's going on with them. And a level of trust tends to build much quicker.
They may call about the fact that they're cutting or that they're being molested by someone, or that they have a friend who has a very serious problem and they don't know how to help them. And when they hear me say that other kids call with the same problems and we help them work through that, I hear the tone change.
They realize they're not alone. Their problems aren't so unique that others can't understand, says one of Vialink's confidential telephone counselors. She adds, with texting,
it may be a little bit more comfortable because they don't have to think about what they have to say, those first bits of conversation. One of the things I hear very often is, I've never called a line like this before. I don't know what to say. I don't know where to start. And I'll just start with, okay, so, you know, something was obviously bothering you today. What did you want to tell me?
And with texting, where conversation gets right to the point, Vialink hopes to help more young people open up. Learn more about Vialink at wwno.org. Or for immediate help, call 211 or the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK. For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.